This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The head of the World Health Organization Wednesday provided a status update on the spread of the coronavirus.
The number of newly confirmed cases reported from China has stabilized over the past week. But that must be interpreted with extreme caution. This outbreak could still go in any direction.
At the end of a two-day meeting on research and innovation into the measures to tackle the new viral outbreak, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said that the virus was still dangerous. Meanwhile, the Provincial Health Commission in Hubei Province, the epicenter of the outbreak, announced Thursday that the number of deaths rose beyond 1,300. It is more than twice the prior provincial record. President Donald Trump has praised Attorney General William Barr for withdrawing the sentence recommendation for a convicted Trump confidant. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has those details.
President Trump says Attorney General William Barr and others at the Justice Department were right to pull back the 7 to 9 year sentence recommendation for Trump's good friend, Roger Stone.
You have murderers and drug addicts. They don't get 9 years. 9 years for doing something that nobody even can define what he did.
Stone was found guilty of lying to Congress, obstructing Congress, and witness tampering. In protest, the four prosecutors resigned from the case. One also quit the Justice Department. Barr has agreed to testify before the House Judiciary Committee March 31st after Democrats on the panel questioned if he has misused the criminal justice system for political purposes. Tim McGuire, Washington.
And China is replacing the head of its office at Overseas Matters in Hong Kong, Beijing announced on Thursday. This is after months of anti-government protests in a Chinese-controlled territory. This is VOA News. NATO has agreed to take over some of the training activities carried out by a U.S.-led coalition against the Islamic State terror group in Iraq. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said the alliance's role, which consists of handling some of the coalition's current training activities.
In the first instance, this will consist of taking on some of the global coalition's current training activities. And ministers also agreed to explore what more we can do beyond this first step.
This move is in direct response to demands from the Trump administration for European allies to do more in the Middle East. The United States is hoping that NATO partners will send additional forces to Iraq to allow some American forces to pull out. The Iowa Democratic Party chairman has resigned after caucus chaos. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Troy Price has resigned as chairman of the Iowa Democratic Party in the wake of the caucus process meltdown that included delays in reporting results, inconsistencies in numbers, and no clear winner. Price announced his resignation in a letter that says, in part, the fact is that Democrats deserve better than what happened on caucus night. The Iowa caucuses were held on February 3rd, but it wasn't until February 6th that the state Democratic Party issued what it said were complete results. However, based on the information available, the Associated Press said it was unable to declare a winner. The campaigns of Democratic presidential candidates Pete Buttigieg and Bernie Sanders both requested a partial recanvass of the Iowa results. Mike Gracia, Washington.
In a much-anticipated document released on Wednesday, Pope Francis did not accept a proposal to allow the ordination of married men as priests or women as deacons in the Amazon in order to combat the serious clergy shortages in the region. The proposal had been put forward by the majority of bishops attending a synod on the Amazon at the Vatican last year. Sabina Castrofranco has more from Rome.
Pope Francis's apostolic exhortation on the beloved Amazon, made public on Wednesday, made no change to the Roman Catholic Church's centuries-old rule on celibacy. The majority of bishops from the Amazon region had voted at the end of their synod in the Vatican 3 months ago to allow some married men to be ordained and for women to serve as deacons. But in his document, the Pope ignored that proposal. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
More at VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.